And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard here to Fox Sports On The Road as we bring you another big edition here. So today, folks, some of you coming back off of that Rutgers game against Washington last night. Boy, what a ball game that was at SHI Stadium. Well, as we are here in the midst of the football season, of course, with Rutgers football, the NFL, we have baseball playoffs coming up. What is coming around the corner? Let me think here. That's right. College basketball is just around the corner. It's hard to believe. It's not that far away. Rutgers men's basketball is certainly on the minds of a lot of people as the basketball training camp preseason really starts to get underway. The other day, Rutgers held a open scrimmage to the media so people could get an early glimpse of what is going to be a very young Rutgers team this year. They have 8 total freshmen on the team, only 3 returning players from last year's squad. But, of course, all this is around 2 of the biggest young stars in college basketball, 2 of the top recruits coming into college, and possibly the 2 biggest recruits to commit to Rutgers ever, and that is in Dylan Harper and Ace Bradley. Both of those guys were featured big time in the scrimmage that took place at Jersey Mike's Arena earlier this week. Had the opportunity to go down there, check out the scrimmage, took part in the coach's press conference as everyone had Dylan Harper and Ace Bradley on their mind in speaking with head coach Steve Peichel. So I'm going to play for you parts of that press conference that took place just the other day as coach really put some interesting insights out there about his young squad, as you get the sense from Coach Peichel that this is going to be a new challenge for him as he's trying to not just manage with 2 of the biggest bright young stars in the game right now, but also a young basketball team and a team that altogether hasn't had that kind of experience of playing together. So this is going to be an interesting season coming up here for Rutgers in 2024-25. So let's, without any further ado, take a listen to the coach.
All right, Coach, first your thoughts about Dylan and Ace. Obviously, 2 top recruits gained their opportunity to see them here in a scrimmage. What's your thoughts about how they did?
You know, they're not sleepers, that's for sure. Everyone is, you know, asked. I think what you saw, that they're elite passers. They're great, great kids from great families, and, you know, thankful that they're here. I think the guys around them, too, appreciate their skill set and what they do, you know, for everybody. So, you know, they're both going to have really good years. They're really talented players, but they work. They're good workers and they're good teammates. And, you know, they really pass the ball at a high, high level. And I like that. And their teammates like to play around them. And, you know, they're young. Their best basketball's ahead of them. So exciting. Exciting to have them and exciting to have the guys around them. You know, this is the group that came back and this is the group that came. These kids have a lot of choices now and they picked us. So we're very appreciative of that.
Steve, what do you think of this group's defense at this stage, and how can it be a different defensive team than maybe the years past?
I think it's always the hardest thing, especially 5 freshmen coming out of high school. They don't spend a lot of time on that end of the floor, and they get recruited because they put the ball in the basket. But they've made strides. We only had 4 hours a week, so today's the end of it. Tomorrow we'll start 20 hours. So, you know, I haven't had them for that long of a time, but, you know, they're getting better. They have some emergency defense. We got some tremendous length. We're as big as we've ever been physically at every position. I think Emmanuel's made huge strides. He's good. He's physical and he's long. I really like where he is. Our returning guys obviously are ahead. Jay Mike can guard anybody. He's really a good defender. Jeremiah can guard anybody. He's a good defender. And now with Ace and Dylan's size, they kind of can do some emergency stuff. So I think we're getting better, but I don't think any coach in the country will tell you they like their team or their defense or anything right now. But we're figuring it out, and they really are. We got good leadership, you know. Zach Martini has given us some fiber, too, on that end with his voice and his leadership. And Jordan's been a fantastic defender. Now, he was the defensive player of the year in that league, and he loves to guard Ace Dylan. You know, he's taken that challenge on. There's never a practice that he's not guarding one of those guys. So I kind of like his edge, too, that he brings on that end of the floor.
Steve, how big of a challenge is it for you to sort of build a team on the fly here with all these new pieces?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a challenge, you know. We've already dealt with some, you know, injuries too, so that's always challenging. One day you have a guy, then the next you don't. I think it's what you got to get used to now. College has changed. College basketball's changed. You know, like, you got to build a team every year. And I like these guys are good learners, and they're, you know, we got a nice blend. We got some older fifth-year guys that have been from winning programs, and then, you know, a blend of the of five freshmen that are talented and long and athletic. But it's a huge challenge, and you got to do it in a hurry, and you only got 20 hours a week for the next 4 weeks, and then you're playing Alabama and Houston and Seton Hall. Like, you know, you got to do it quickly. You got to do it quickly. So we watch a lot of film. I love my staff. I mean, I got everybody, you know, back, and then we brought Jay Young back into the fold, a veteran coach, and Brandon Knight's spectacular, does an unbelievable job. So I like the fact that, you know, our core has remained the same with our staff, and we'll keep teaching, you know, great habits and great cores, and hopefully these guys will pick up fast, and we got enough depth. If they don't, you know, we're going to have to figure it out later on, because we're going to keep moving.
Steve, what's the latest with Tyson Acuff and his injury, and do you expect him to be back for the start of the season?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All along, I think he's ahead of schedule, so excited about, you know, him. His foot is healed, and, you know, he's starting to do stuff. He can't do contact yet or anything like that, but he's right on target. Actually, he's ahead of schedule, so we expect him back, and he's a nice piece. He knows how to play. He was playing really well up until when he got the injury, too, so just gives us some more added depth and another shooter, too, to put on the floor.
Bobby, Steve, you named Jeremiah and Zach captains. Can you talk about what went into that decision and why they became those captains?
Well, I will tell you, you know, Jeremiah, since the season's been over last year, was the one guy in the gym all the time. He was the guy getting Emmanuel into the weight room, and J. Mike and those guys. Like, so he really started that journey. And you saw the last, you know, eight or nine games of the season last year, what he meant. He was the voice in our locker room, and he was the voice in the huddles. And then once our new guys came in, he was the guy. Come to my house. We're meeting at this time. We're playing pickup at this time. So, you know, he acted like a captain, then he went about doing the things that make you a captain, and then through our 8-9 weeks, you know, Zach kind of earned that, the respect of everybody, his work, his, you know, he's into leadership too. I mean, not many players in America wrote a book, and part of it was, you know, about leadership, you know, when he came out of Princeton. So he talked about that on his recruiting trips too, being a leader and being a captain and that kind of thing. So kind of earned it, and the players felt that way. You know, we felt that way as a staff, and I think we got some other guys too that have some leadership qualities too. So we may add a couple more if we can. I'd like to have, you know, another guy too that has that title. But those two guys clearly earned it, and I think they're going to be really good captains for us too. They're unselfish, very unselfish guys.
Coach, you mentioned playing fast. Jermichael Davis has played more games for you than anyone else in the roster. He's only a sophomore. How has he kind of stepped up into a leadership role with a lot of new players here?
Yeah, J. Mike's been, you know, and he's been from last year, too. Never has a bad practice. His effort is awesome. He spent a lot of time this summer working on, you know, the things that he didn't do as well last year, and you really notice it, too. He's got a maturity about him, and, you know, he's got a toughness about him, too. I think the three guys that returned were clearly our toughest guys, and then we added some toughness, too, and I think toughness is a big part of what we were missing last year, and, you know, I'm very thankful. He continues to be one of our toughest guys. Never takes a play off. I never sub him out of practice. He's never tired. He's our best conditioned guy, you know, by far. And, you know, he just keeps getting better. And I love that in a kid. He's a grinder, you know, probably overlooked as a recruit, and, you know, wants to prove to some people that he's pretty good too. And you know, awesome. Awesome on and off the court.
Coach, what has the team chemistry been like this offseason?
You know, again, we all started on, you know, June 15th. So first time everyone was all together, you know, as a team. I think we did a lot of things in the off season. I think they like each other, as you can see on the court. I think they play well together. They make extra passes. You know, they hang out off the court. You know, we haven't hit any adversity yet. So we haven't played a game yet. So that's always a huge part of this whole thing. You know, we haven't doled out any playing time. You know, we haven't picked starters yet. So, you know, we'll know more, you know, once we get to that part of the season. Right now, this is all great. You guys just, you know, saying great things about them. You know, everything's Disney World at the beginning. Everyone's predicting things. It's amazing predictions too. I mean, I don't know how anybody is. I know I got a lot of new guys. I think every coach I talk to, I'm like, I have no idea. They have no idea. You know, we're just gonna, you know, kind of plug away. Hope we have great chemistry, because that's always a part of it. You got to have, you know, guys that, you know, want to play together and, you know, want to sacrifice together and want to, you know, be unselfish and all those things. So I hope we're going to have it. You know, to date, they've been really good together. But again, you know, we haven't been punched in the mouth yet either.
But you prioritized playing faster and getting out in transition a lot last season, mixed results. With all the size and athleticism on this team, how are they better equipped to be able to, and how much of a priority are you going to make that in terms of playing faster this year?
I mean, you know, I think every year too, like if you guys see me get on the court and say, stop, 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 slow down, then you know I'm, you know, I always tell them the first 8 seconds of the clock is theirs. And you know, I know when you guys sit there and say, run, 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 it's hard to do. It really is. You saw today, like, it's hard to do. Like, and sometimes we do a better job at that. Jay Mike makes us fast. I think, you know, Dylan sees the floor like no one I've had at that point guard position. And he's 6'7", two throwing passes, which last year we had the smallest backcourt in the Big Ten, and now we probably have the biggest backcourt, in the Big Ten. So that helps you, too, to play fast. You know, but I want to play fast. I played at UConn. That's all we did. Jim Calhoun, we ran and we pressed. I've always wanted to, you know, play that way too. But you also got to give your team the best way to win. And, you know, certainly last year wasn't, you know, one of those kind of teams. We had, you know, a ton of injuries, and we had guys didn't have any preseason. And, we went over to Europe last year and we only played 7 guys, you know, just a kind of a different year. But excited about this year. These guys know they're in better shape. I feel really good about that. They all came back and they did, you know, a lot of work. Dave Van Dyke's done a fantastic job too, getting them in great shape. But you got a rebound to run, and you know, we weren't a good rebounding team last year, and we've been a very good rebounding program through the years. You know, we've hung our hat on that, and you know, that's a big part of what we got to do. Emmanuel and Lathan, and I think you know, Ace could be a world-class rebounder, and then he can bring the ball up. I think Dylan's big enough to be, you know, and Jeremiah's been a good guard rebounder, you know, so that's a big part of running is getting the basketball, getting teams to miss. We got to do that. You know, last year our defense wasn't where it needed to be. Our offense, you know, obviously wasn't either, but our rebounding the ball really hurt us to be able to do that.
Coach, just curious how this offseason might have been different for you than previous offseasons, having so many new guys, freshmen and transfers, and trying to get them on the same page both on and off the court.
I mean, I think, you know, since the portal and stuff, I think it's kind of what it's like every year. We changed how we approached, you know, we did everything team related. We didn't do any individual, you know. Now, luckily I got a great team that they want to be in the gym. So those guys are in the gym late at night, and, you know, when I can't be there and those kind of things. But so we did everything team. All 4 hours were team. I've never done that in the past. You know, so every time we were together, it was all of us, you know, together for our 4 hours. You know, in the past, I'm 2 and 2. That's how I've kind of divided the summer, because I wanted them to get better individually. But I put more of an onus on them. You guys got to get in the gym on your own. You guys got to, you know, get better. But when we're together, we're going to do all team stuff. So hopefully that'll pay off. Hopefully we stole some hours that way, you know, too. We have more stuff in than I've ever had at this point in time, because I'm just putting stuff in, and we'll get better at it later. But I don't want to be 2 weeks from the opener and say I don't have, you know, this press offense in, or this, you know, zone defense in. So I've stuffed a lot in because we did more team stuff. So I'm hoping that comes back to help us, and spending more time together on and off the court, you know, watching film as a team, you know, that kind of thing. So we have changed, you know, a lot of, you know, what we've done in the past.
Jerry and then Richard. Steve, PJ Hayes came in here with a reputation as a shooter. What else have you seen from him that's impressed you? Like, did you foresee him leading every wind sprint like he did today?
Yeah, I mean, he's very competitive, first and foremost. I mean, story's kind of unique, you know. A lot of people didn't believe in him early on in his career, and he just continues to, you know, get better. He's in fantastic shape. So, and if you ask him, he'll probably tell you the best shape of his life. He can pass the ball. He's become a good team defender, you know. Like, he's very coachable. you know. And I mean, he's got as quick a release as any player that we've had here, and he makes shots. He's a shot maker. We've had shot takers in the past. He's a shot maker. Yeah, really, really excited. Comes to practice every day, works on his game, gets up in the mornings, a great student, you know, from a great family too. You know, wanted to be here at Rutgers, wanted to play with Ace Dillon, Jeremiah, wanted to play with those guys. So he's going to add a real and he's big. He's got really good size, you know, really good size. So, yeah, very pleased and with his progress and how he continues to really do a lot of good things for us.
Steve, can you talk more about the schedule? You're going down to Kennesaw, you're going to Las Vegas, you're playing at Prudential, you're playing at MSG. How important was it to showcase this team and Rutgers University as a whole?
I mean, you know, I want to play right here, Richie, quite honestly, every game. I mean, we have the best home court advantage in the country. So some people say I'm crazy as a coach. What are you doing? What are you doing, Pikes? Jersey Mike's is, I think we're 58-13 in the last, like, losing to like six ranked teams, maybe, you know, like, oof. So, you know, like, showcase our team. Our team gets pretty well showcased. You guys do a great job. Every game is televised. This place is jumping every time we play in it. You know, but we got some opportunities to, you know, go out and do some things, you know. But I think our league is a pretty national stage. We just added four more teams that, you know, last time I checked weren't Division II programs. They're a pretty good basketball program. So, you know, it's iron all over the place. And you know, more and more challenges this year, and we're away from home. You know, I like playing here. I'm kind of funny like that. I like home games, but I like our fans coming out. We're sold out every game. We're going to have, this will be how many straight sellouts at the end of this year? 64 straight sellouts, you know, by then it's, you know, come a long way with that. But, you know, we're on the road. We'll play those games. They'll be challenging no matter where we go, and, you know, hopefully help us get ready for league play too when we go on the road. As you guys know, it's the most challenging league on the road in the country.
How different is this as you enter this season? You know, you guys are a national story. You have NBA scouts are going to be here all the time, and you have two of the top, obviously, ranked players in the country, and people are expecting big things out of this team. You're not under the radar. You don't have a bunch of guys, you know, your best players probably aren't going to be guys that were.
They didn't expect big things before.
I mean, but in terms of before the season.
Every year, I still have that trophy case. So from day one, the first year I got here, trying to win a national championship. So expectations, you know, bring them on. I love that, you know, part of it, but our expectations haven't changed. And I do know some people picked us, what, 15th, 18th, Jerry, in the league? So they don't have many expectations for us. But you know, we do appreciate the, you know, the question. We've always had high expectations. And just because you get Ace and Dillon doesn't mean they go any higher. You know, we're trying to get where everyone's trying to get, you know, to the NCAA tournament, to a Final Four. And we were doing that with those guys or without them. We're trying to do this, you know, same thing. NBA scouts have come to, you know, all of our workouts, but I think we're the most watched, you know, venue for NBA scouts. So they come through Jersey Mike's, you know, quite frequently in the past too, you know. But having those two guys certainly has been, like, you know, obviously a blessing. They're talented and they're great kids, and they could have went anywhere, and they picked Rutgers. And so I'm real proud of that, and I'm real proud that, you know, they decided that this would be a great place for them more than anything, especially in this day and age. So you know, the expectations are, you know, what you deal with. You know, I never worry about that. I don't know how people predict anymore in college, you know, especially college basketball, the way rosters are and everything else. So, you know, we expect to be really good this year. We expect to, you know, play the best defense. We're top 10 defensive team. And these guys, obviously, the ball goes in a little bit more, as you saw today. Talent, you know, talent does that sometimes.
Brian and Steve. Steve, over here, you have high praise for Dillon Harper, and obviously, rightfully so. He's smooth and looks the part. He has all the skills. How challenging is it in this era of college basketball to give the point guard duties to an incoming freshman, and how confident are you in his abilities late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, he's the number one point guard in the country, so giving the basketball to him is kind of an easy decision. But Jay Mike, too, will play alongside him. He's, you know, veteran guy. I'm excited, and he's a late game guy. I don't know if you were here for the state championship and stuff. He's a winner, and he's not afraid of the moment. And yeah, he loves basketball. Like, I love that part of him. He loves it. I mean, he watches it. He watches film. He's, you know, he really does an unbelievable job, you know, with that. But I can move him around too. That's what I like. I mean, his size gives you some tremendous versatility, and we can post him up as a big guard. We can move him off the ball. We can do a lot of things with him. So, you know, but very confident in that position, and confident in our other positions too, like some real development of all of our positions. So,
Steve, is this fun? I mean, you're showing up every day. You've got two of the NBA picks. You've got a, you know, loaded roster. Are you having more fun this year, this fall, than you might have had in previous years?
I had a great conversation. You know, I'm blessed. I played for Coach Calhoun and Hall of Fame coach. We talk all the time. He's maybe one of the, you know, best people I've ever had a chance, you know, to know. And I was blessed that he coached me. But, you know, I said to him, Coach, yeah, two of these guys. I said, every out-of-bounds play looks better. Every, you know, I said, you used to complain all the time, and you had eight, and you're still complaining, you know. But Coach kind of laughed and smiled, and he said, yeah, eight, you know, I did have eight. I said, yeah, they used to stay for 4 years too, you know, so what a blessing. But, you know, I'm really blessed, you know, with the guys that wanted to play with these guys, you know, like, and you guys will talk about Ace and Dylan, but Emmanuel Ogmo could have went anywhere at the end of the year. I don't know if you guys saw his body there. It's 6% body fat. He's 285 pounds. He jumps as high as any big guy we've ever had, and that includes Cliff. Just getting better and better, and got him for two more years, blessed. Jordan came from Merrimack, player of the year, defensive offense, blessed he's here. PJ could have went, I mean, the schools that were calling him down the stretch, and, you know, who knows what they were offering, but, you know, he came and picked us. And Tyson Acuff, he's the seventh leading scorer in the country, he picked us. And, you know, so we feel like, you know, like a tremendous responsibility when these guys picked us, and they had a lot of choices. And Zach Martini's a Navy SEAL. That's all I keep saying. Like, he hits and he runs and he never stops moving, and he's in great shape. And, you know, so that they picked us, and freshmen picked us, and then we got those guys, you know, in those middle classes too, that, you know, just keep getting better and stuff. But I am having fun, you know, I'm trying to too. I'm undefeated right now, as you guys know, and for this year. And, you know, I'm going to try to enjoy this, and, you know, hopefully you guys can too. There's going to be a lot of exciting times here at Jersey Mike's and on the road, as we travel a lot on the road. But I always appreciate you guys taking the time to be here today too. So really appreciate your coverage of us, and it's a great university. My son graduated last year. My daughter got her master's from here. There's great people here. And you guys are a part of that, so I thank you for that. So.